This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's rock out, everyone!
News.
No! News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. The Cullens are stepping out of Forks and into the spotlight.
Hold on. Is this Twilight?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Can I ask
they're
you a weird...
They're coming to Fan Expo!
They're what?
They're coming to Fan Expo.
Does that mean what's his bucket Batman guy's coming?
No, not the three main ones.
What?
But like Carlisle.
You know this is called
Alice,
News or Nope, and I
Jasper,
haven't done a Nope.
Emmett.
So B players are coming. It's saying, see boy, the bell's coming, but it's just Screech. Wait, he's dead.
No.
Is he dead?
He is.
I think so.
He's dead.
Rip.
Sorry.
But there's still good ones.
And no, they're not.
I will go dressed up to meet them.
Can you explain something to me?
Yeah, of course.
You're not old, but you're old enough to have outgrown Twilight.
You never outgrow
but
Twilight.
But Mia did.
It'll come back.
I don't think it will.
It will because the first phase of it is like you actually enjoy it. You like it. You love the movies. You love the books.
She bought the books. She did everything. Yeah.
I did too. And then I was like, that's trash. Why did I like that?
Yes. And that's where she is.
And then I came back in because I was like, the memes are hilarious. This is terrible. I kind of love it again.
I don't want anyone to be upset with my daughter. Okay. This is important.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that. Maybe I shouldn't even say this out loud, but I think you're going to be upset with her.
I could never.
At the same time, she was the biggest Twilight head and a Swiftie.
Okay.
And then she's turned to the dark side on both. She doesn't, she's mad at Taylor. She doesn't, she's like, ugh, Arctic monkeys are death. Like, she just wants, rock and no
yeah.
more. You think she'll come back?
Yeah.
Because I want her to come back to Taylor.
Because I feel actually like Mia and I had a similar growing up because I had the same thing. And then I went into more metal. I was listening to Breaking Benjamin, Disturbed.
Okay.
And now I just...
Oh.
Yeah. And now my whole playlist just bounces back and forth. It'll go from Taylor to
you have,
like,
you
70s
You belong
rock.
To me into Disturbed?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
into
just,
ABC
oh,
by the Jack. Man, hold on. What happens if we say Disturbed again?
We got to have that.
I
we
got
it from now on.
My throat is so sore. It's
okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
NBC Sports Philadelphia.
You can hear how sore it is. Sorry.
He's now good off evening. The hook. The poop series is over. This is something that sports fans look forward to
what
every
is the
year.
Poop series?
It's when the Philadelphia Phillies play the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh.
Have you seen this?
Yes. Okay. I don't get it.
So both of the Pirates logo is a P.
Yeah.
The Philly logo is also a P.
Okay.
And on the scoreboard, it goes P,
zero,
zero, zero, P. So it looks like poop until somebody scores a run. That series is now officially over. A lot of people are upset with the scoreboard design. I say,
bring
keep
on the
going.
Poop.
Yeah, bring it on. It's
Let's
hilarious.
Have more poop.
It's so
why is it P00P? I don't understand.
The
scoreboard.
Yeah,
the
scores
logos?
Are in the middle with the logos on the outside.
I got it.
And so some people say you're doing it on purpose or what? I say, who cares?
Who cares?
It's hilarious.
It's funny, yeah.
It's always great.
Live a little.
All right, thank you. That was good news.
Good evening.
Good evening.
John Lithgow. I always have the hardest time saying.
Sound it out in your head first.
I want to say Lithgow, but there's not that second
I think it's Gow.
I thought it was Lithgow.
Lithgow, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. That's better. Okay, John Lithgow.
What is he, when you hear his name, what is the first role that comes into your head?
The one with the cutie from like, he's an alien. He's the cutie, brown hair, Zoe Deschanel.
Is it a TV show?
Yeah.
Third Rock from the Sun?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got Joseph Gordon-Levitt
in it,
doesn't
it? That's the cutie.
Yeah.
He's the cutie?
He was my like first
Why'd
crush.
Why'd you say Zooey Deschanel?
Because he used to, they did a movie together, they sang. They
did?
Do you not follow my thought
like,
process?
I'm like, Zooey Deschanel has nothing to do with
500 Days of Summer, I think is what it's called. Yeah. I think of Lord Farquaad.
Oh.
I think of Shrek.
He's Lord Farquaad?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, he is. That's weird. I think of Dexter.
Oh. He's in Dexter?
He's the Trinity Killer in season...
Spoiler alert! Just kidding.
No, you kind of know he's the Trinity Killer the whole time.
Oh.
But he kills Rita. Oop, there you go.
Oh, no! Anyways, he is adding another role to his resume.
Okay.
He is playing Dumbledore in the new Harry Potter HBO series.
Oh.
Why?
How do you feel about this?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
Because I picture Third Rock John.
Yeah, why don't they just do what we all wanted in the first place and get Gandalf to do it?
I don't think he can anymore. I think...
They had Richard Harris propped up there with smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, until he died.
I know, just do it again. John can come in later. Sorry.
Terrible.
These are all great stories
today. Two rips today.
We've got a lot of rip.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
More great news coming on today, February 25th, as it is exactly 10 months until Christmas.
I can't get excited because St. Patrick's Day is my favorite holiday. And that's,
is it really?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
So what do you want
us to
do? A couple
weeks till St. Patrick's Day!
Do you know that I got married on St. Patrick's Day?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was my wedding anniversary. So.
Oh.
So we can celebrate something else.
We'll be drinking.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.